never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Senator Barbara Mikulski, who retired from the U.S. Senate earlier this year after a record-breaking career as the longest-serving woman in congressional history. She's now a Homewood professor and advisor to the president at Johns Hopkins University. Senator, welcome. Good to talk to you.
Tom, how go?
So you're going to tell us about a book by the great presidential and historian Doris Kearns Goodwin. It's called No Ordinary Time. This is about FDR and Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yes, and this is a fantastic book. And it's written in journalistic style. Doris Kearns Goodwin, a great presidential scholar from Lyndon Johnson to the Kennedys, and this is about FDR and Eleanor. And it takes you behind the scenes. It starts with their growing up all the way through his presidency, who lived at the White House, where did their ideas come from for the New Deal, to fighting World War II, and also unleashing the research to do the atomic bomb. So you learn about the personality, you learn about the decision-making, and you learn about the moral dilemmas. What I like about it is it's written in a way that it reads almost like a novel. I would encourage people now to read this book because you'll learn about a president during a very troubled time.
Yeah, and the timeliness of this, you know, given the questions that people have about the current occupant of the Oval Office, it's quite timely.
Well, it's about presidential character. It's about presidential advisors. Where did Roosevelt, a man of enormous wealth and privilege, get the idea for the New Deal? And who was he involved with? It's an interesting thing. So one nugget will tell you that because Roosevelt had polio, he needed regular massages. Eleanor arranged for labor union women to come in and help or to walk with him as he laboriously did his exercises. And it takes the stories of, like, Eleanor, her relationship with Mary McLeod Bethune, one of the most fantastic African-American educators. What Eleanor did when the DAR, Daughters of American Revolution, wouldn't let Marian Anderson, an African-American brilliant singer, she couldn't let her sing at their hall. And Eleanor resigned, and Miss Anderson took her steps to the Lincoln Memorial. Mrs. Roosevelt came, and after that, it was one more blow against Jim Crow.
Well, Senator Mikulski, it's a great suggestion, and thank you so much for your years of service and for this terrific suggestion of a book. Appreciate it. Senator Barbara Mikulski served on the Baltimore City Council, in the U.S. Congress, and as a senator in a career of public service that spanned 45 years. She's now on the faculty of Johns Hopkins University, where she's a Homewood professor in the Department of Political Science and an advisor to Hopkins leadership. Senator Barb is recommending a book by Doris Kearns Goodwin called No Ordinary Time. It's about Eleanor and Franklin Roosevelt. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at WIPR.org/What Are You Reading, where you can find details about all the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.